Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to talk about the week in politics. Margaret Brennan is joining us, the host of CBS's Face the Nation, and she joins us from Washington, D.C. And we are hearing so many reports, Margaret, about the heightened security, about the streets blocked off. Can you talk a little bit about how this compares to any of your years in Washington, D.C.?
This is like nothing I've seen. There are more than 20,000 National Guard members activated and here in the nation's capital. This isn't a very large city. It is a federal city with a lot of important federal buildings and a lot of focus right now because of what happened last week with the siege of the Capitol. There are active duty troops on standby as a quick reaction force in case something were to happen. And there's high anxiety. A rehearsal for the inauguration was just canceled because of security concerns as well. So this is not just about Washington. As we know from the FBI, when the director briefed the vice president yesterday, they've arrested a number of individuals and are on high alert. They've arrested more than 100 different suspects from the siege on the Capitol. They've identified more than that, and they're looking at state capitals around the country as potential targets.
This is the second impeachment for President Trump. Do we have an idea of exactly when the article of impeachment will be delivered and how that is going to look in the Senate?
Not really. That is the short answer to your question. The House did impeach the president for a second time. He's only he's the first president to ever be impeached for articles of insurrection against the United States. The Senate trial would be where he would be convicted, and that would essentially strip away from him any of those vestiges of power that go with being a former president, like a travel stipend, for example, money for his research, for his archives, all those bells and whistles. It may require a second vote to actually bar him from running for office again. And so some of these logistics and details are being debated by constitutional scholars. Also, this question of, can you put a former president on trial in the Senate? The current Senate is Republican majority, and the leader, Mitch McConnell, has said he's not going to schedule this prior to the inauguration of the president-elect. That means the ball may be in the court of Democrats, who will have the majority and will have to decide soon how they want to spend the first 100 days or so of the incoming Biden administration. Do they want to take time away from voting on agenda items like this massive economic stimulus plan, or do they want to prioritize the trial of President Trump? That debate over accountability is something that continues to be hotly contested.
It does seem that President-elect Biden, his comments have mainly been about COVID-19 and how we move that forward going ahead. But how do they settle that? If you had to break it down to what the Democrats in Congress are feeling right now, because as you say, some people are like, you can't let the president get away with this because it sends a bad message and we have to go forward. And then other people are saying, could President Biden start his administration right with his own priorities?
Right. And, you know, those our founding fathers created this mechanism of impeachment and trial in by lawmakers in order to hold leadership accountable. Like, this is how it's supposed to be done. And it's just a little bit sticky. It's also for the incoming Biden administration. We're also talking about outside of what lawmakers decide politically, what happens in the court of law and how all of this is handled and whether there will be charges, for example, against some of the president's closest allies who appeared at that rally and incited or accused of inciting some of the violence as they continued to spread these completely false claims that by, you know, overturning what the proceedings were on Capitol Hill, they could somehow overturn the election. So this is something that the Biden administration is going to have to grapple with in these beginning days. And we knew the country was divided. We already knew Joe Biden wanted to unite it. Now the question is, how does he do this when it seems like people are angrier than ever rather than embracing unity at the moment? It's going to be very tough, and it's going to be a political balance for him.
Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation, will be watching this Sunday. Thanks for the time and joining us on KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.